This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 364 for Monday, April 25th. Ice canola futures are lower on Monday afternoon, attempting to recover lost ground from larger declines earlier in the session. With the final settlement still pending, the May canola contract falls $8.30 at $1,185.60 per ton. The July contract loses $5.20 at $1,166.50 per ton, and new crop November sheds $2.60 at $1,081.60. While profit-taking is a feature in today's trading, there's also pressure from sharp downturns in the Chicago soy complex, Malaysian palm oil, and European rapeseed. Global crude oil prices are in retreat and weighing on edible oils. A mix of rain and snow over the weekend on the eastern prairies will further delay spring planting. Meanwhile, seeding is set to get underway in Alberta, with precipitation needed to counter dry conditions. Stats Canada issued its monthly crush and grain delivery reports. In March, nearly 740,000 tons of canola were crushed, down 22.8% from a year ago. Canola deliveries in March were about 1.37 million tons, falling 31.3% from the previous March. Also, Stats Canada will release its survey-based planting intentions report tomorrow. The markets are pointing to less canola acres this year compared to last year's 22.5 million. The Canadian dollar is weaker, with the loonie at 78.32 U.S. cents compared to Friday's close of 78.73. The Indonesian government has clarified its palm oil export ban, stating that the ban only applies to refined palm oil. A potential lockdown of Beijing has the market stepping back due to reduced demand out of China. In the United States, a winter storm will delay planting on parts of the northern plains. Dryness remains a concern for the Midwest, with rain in the forecast for the eastern edge of the southern plains. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Monday. The July contract falls 13 cents at $16.75 per bushel. July soy oil loses more than 0.4 of a cent at 80.08 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal is down $6.50 at $4.45.60 per short ton. Corn futures are higher on Monday as the July contract gains 9 cents at $7.98 per bushel. Chicago oats are lower, with the July contract losing 4 cents at $7.14. The U.S. wheat complex is mixed, as Chicago July is down 3 cents at $10.72.5. Kansas City July rises 3.5 cents at $11.53. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis July gains 12 cents at $11.75. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for April 25th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.